BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Veronica. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Tired.
Well, I didn't get my lipstick on yet.
Oh, well, I just took all mine off. I could dive right from the show into bed.
Oh, good for you.
All right, tonight's show, very interesting, is Men and the Masculine in Crisis. Of course, as always when I type these things, because I really didn't want to do this show, just so everybody's clear. We are seeing that men we love in crisis, physical, and emotional, and spiritual crisis. What the heck's going on? Why now? And how do we help? This is a time that's long been prophesied as women and the feminine. We can reach out to them with love and understanding as they move through a difficult time, a longing to embrace their feminine and heal the wounding that separated them from it. But they don't really understand what's happening. It was planned long ago that we would hear the clarion call. I've already gotten one scathing question.
I didn't receive any questions. What?
I said it to you. Huh?
Oh, you did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, as I understand, I have a lot of men tuning in tonight. After the infusion of the cells on the 23rd and the reversal of the cell spin, I just want to say that lots of stuff is coming up and out of people. And you know, I want to say for people who are looking in the mirror and going, oh, my God, what happened to me? You're clearing. This is not a permanent state because
thanks,
it is
heaven.
Pretty scary. Have you noticed it, Veronica, or is it just me?
I just noticed my face is very flexible. I'll be looking great, and then I look awful.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's happening is this stuff is kind of pouring out and pouring out. And as it pours out, we can look great 1 minute and look like crap the next.
And makeup doesn't stay still.
No, nothing stays still. So I want to talk a minute about high vibrational foods. I mean, this is really different for me. Veronica, you always do this, but I was with a good friend the other night for dinner, and I looked at her, and I've known her for 18 years, and I went, oh, my God, she's glowing. And her hair, which was always very dry, et cetera, was shiny, and her whole energy field for Oryx was just like, and I'm like, what the heck is she doing? And the next night, I was over at her home with some other people, and she pulls out this stuff and says, this is something you should try. It's called E3 Live, and actually, it received the 2011 Raw Food Award for the best raw food.
Wow.
Of the year, and I have to tell you, this is coming from Klamath Falls or Klamath River or wherever up there. It is a form of blue-green algae. Excuse me. I'm very asthmatic tonight. However, not only did it affect her, but someone that we know mutually who owned a Bikram yoga studio and almost died, lost her hair, was unable to do anything, and has completely been restored. This is really quite a wild story because this woman was on her deathbed. And another friend of ours who's an attorney is on it, and he had done so much damage to his ankle that they didn't know he was ever going to walk again. So what I can tell you is I went to Whole Foods to try to buy it, not the E3 Live, But the new one they've come out with is called Brain On. And so I went to, because I was kind of on the fence about
it. What's it called, Brain On?
Brain On. Mm-hmm. It's by E3 Live. Okay. So that's the name of their website, E3LIVE.com. I go to Whole Foods. Well, I went home, and I thought, well, I'm just not sure, blah, blah, blah. And the team hammered me. I mean, nonstop. Nonstop until the next day that I literally ran to Whole Foods to see if I could get some. And when I got there, the Brain On, they told me they cannot keep it in the store, that every time they get an order and people come in, first person in will buy everything they have. And I called other stores, exactly the same story. You can order it on the website. But in reading about it, and I recommend that you read about it, there is the frozen. You have to melt some down every day and put it in water, and you kind of drink it all during the day. But the levels, and this is what the team was saying to me, the levels of minerals, vitamins, and amino acids, and what they call the love potion or whatever that's in the Brain On, the levels are very high in the Brain On. And I've never seen anything like it, because this person that was glowing is not someone, I mean, she does something, she has an interesting lifestyle. And so, at any rate, the team, I have that one on order, and I actually ordered some of the dry. I know that the frozen is better, but I also ordered the dry for my son. For people who are running depression, and depression right now is really up because of the way everything shifted, and as we're kind of processing all this crap out, we can hit levels of depression without realizing it. And because there's so, anytime there's a quick change, quick and sudden change can create depression. Whether it's good change or bad change, doesn't matter. And so if you feel like you may be running some depression, this is, especially for those of you that have young people who are having brain chemistry problems. The more I read about this, the more fascinated I was. And I'm not one for, you know me, Veronica, I'm not one for taking products.
Right.
But the team was relentless on this one. Absolutely. And I ordered the dry for my son because I knew he was not going to melt stuff off and drink it and then refreeze it, so that wasn't going to happen. But I do have that on order as well. But and he has Graves' disease with no thyroid, and he is just all over the map physically. So this is... and also with levels of depression, this is going to help him tremendously.
Your son has no thyroid?
No, not at all.
Wow.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, that would be really tricky in itself, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is tricky. And he's a throat chakra person on top of it. So, yes, it's very tricky. So at any rate, for those of you running depression, for whatever reason, this is really... Plus, it kind of turns on the brain. I had somebody email me this morning about I'm having problems with spelling, kind of dyslexia, almost dyslexia, vision, you know, and she's a major communicator. And she said, this is a big problem. Can you send the team? And I wrote her and told her about this stuff as well. My sensing is, and the reason that the team has pushed me so hard, is because of the high vibrational frequency. We're going to find that we need more and more and more of very high vibrational frequency to supplement ourselves. We're not going to be able to, you know, the days of packaged food for majority of the people that are listening to this program are probably just about over. I don't, you know, other than my organic potato chips. So okay, just a couple of excerpts here from Deb at lovedogdesigns.com. this Aquarian moon was last night, the Coyote moon. And she says, think of it as a brilliant eccentric, encouraging you, challenging you to take three steps outside of yourself and look back at what you see. And know, too, that this moon is determined to help you keep up with the rise in consciousness, which is rocking our world. And boy, is it. We're in the midst of a shift so extraordinary that it is simultaneously terrifying and electrifying and miraculous. There's no going back, so each of us might as well dive into our days with a head full of new ideas and a heart buoyed by the knowledge that we're moving forward together, brothers and sisters in arms. Look around you. There's a great wave of human energy which is illuminating time itself. Another just small piece from on the energies of August, thank God. From Jennifer Hoffman. Hoffman, where are we putting our energy and why? And what truth are we living through? What are we aligned and in integrity with? What do we want? And what are we creating with each thought, belief, and choice? This is a big one. This doesn't mean that August is easy. It's just less intense, which I'm sure everybody needs a respite right now. If you stay within your intention and focused on the results you want without getting too specific about the details. One of the things I've been reminded of is to start having fun, to not work so hard, to let go of the need to always be ready to conquer the next lesson. Sometimes we get focused on our healing work, that so focused on it that we forget to integrate what we have learned and that it's not supposed to be all work. We're supposed to have fun. I'm waiting for that. What makes your life fun, enjoyable, and exciting? What fun have you been putting off for another time? It's that time now. And also being open to receiving because you've earned it. Boy, is that the truth.
Yeah, I need to have a lot of good laughs. I know I'm better when I giggle.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Men in crisis. Men in the masculine in crisis. Because it's not just men. It's women also who run a lot of masculine energy. As I said earlier, I was resistant to do this show. But the team was insistent, so here we go. There's a breaking down of the old paradigm that isn't anything new, but now it's more obvious than ever. It's not just men, but the way women have run their old masculine as well. And yes, it's the time of the wounded warrior returning for healing after thousands of years. It's the end of a very long soul journey, and it's the integration of opposite polarity. How is it showing up? Unexpected illness, a sensing that life isn't working the way it used to and the way it used to isn't comfortable anymore. Try as they may to make it work. There is a longing deep within the soul of the masculine, both in men and within women, that is saying, I want and need peace. I seek my partner, my mate, both within and without. In other words, integration. There are so many men that are finally realizing that with all of their gifts and talents, they're still self-sabotaging and not giving to themselves the things they truly desire, mainly because they don't know how to. Their examples aren't helping, and finally they are realizing that doesn't work. The dad that modeled the stern disciplinarian or the self-sabotaging daddy are the one that told them they aren't or would never be enough. This, again, applies to women as well, as we all have feminine and masculine within us. Most women married some aspect of their fathers, and now they're looking at it and saying, wait a minute, what the heck happened? How did I get here? I need so much more. There's a deep yearning within all of us to be known, and we can't get there through the old masculine. The one that wants to solve the problems, not listen and feel. I have so many men around me that are dealing with this crisis, struggle, self-sacrifice, ego, arrogance. None of those energies will continue to work on the planet. The new way is with elegance and ease, no competition. It doesn't exist as we create it all anyway. Illness is showing up for many men, and the old energies that are parked in the body that have never been dealt with, prostrate, gallbladder, and God, there's a number of others, And there are more coming. If men are resistant, or women who run strong masculine. What and who does the masculine identify with? Their models are changing. It's being reflected to us everywhere, not just in one place. And these health issues are a call to attention to the unhealed masculine. Have you been seeing this, Veronica?
I think I would probably think of it differently, just that the feminine is rising, and there's a struggle in a lot of people, and it's bopping around both the masculine and feminine, I think. I don't think the men know how to be powerful.
Well, the version of power, the old version, which is power over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As everything is breaking down, and we're in a 3-year cycle of everything that we've known breaking apart and breaking down.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
And it's quick. It's quick. This is the time, from my perspective. And I mean, it's easy to blame the masculine for everything that's going on. It's easy to blame the government, the cabal, the Illuminati, whatever names you want to use. Big banks, big pharma, you know, to blame everything for everything that's going on that is part of the masculine energy, okay? But we're talking about individuals now. And as I'm seeing them kind of breaking apart, saying, whoa, 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 a lot of these are very powerful, very successful people. And some of them are holding on like crazy to the old way. Others are saying, wait a minute, this isn't working. I don't know why I self-sabotage. I don't know why I question myself. I don't know why I do this or that or the other. And I've watched a team work with these people and move them through. It's just been so amazing. So amazing to me to see how it's breaking down and how it's breaking down within us. And this is the crisis I'm seeing. I do a lot of people that are involved in the financial markets in a big way. And it's so interesting to watch the way that they deal with their lives, their families, and the world, and how detached they are from their feeling centers. Completely detached from their feeling centers. Again, always exaggerated to me. And there's an interesting paradox, because there's another person I know who is out there, very well known, out there trying to educate people to get involved in the markets and to level the playing field and say, hey, come, we'll give you insights. We'll really show you how to do this. You know, come with us and we'll take you through step by step by step. But it's got lots of the beautiful integrated masculine feminine energy going on with it. And you can feel it in their work, you can feel it in their individual energies. It is so completely different. Fascinated by this. Because when I look at it kind of out in the world, and, you know, I work with people that are out in the world, and just because that's my line, you know, to be able to read kind of that archetypal energies and where they're going. But the old ways absolutely aren't working, and I'm seeing this with a lot of women who had very patriarchal fathers, very chauvinistic, very egocentric, who either rejected their daughters or were very distant and detached. And so the daughters kind of took on this masculine energy to protect themselves and so on. Now they're trying to open and are having a heck of a time and wanting to bond desperately, but don't know how to get there. Don't know how to be vulnerable. I'm sure you know people like this.
Mm-hmm. I do, actually.
Yeah.
Don't know how to break out of the mold, which we keep counting on the fact we can do that, eh?
Well, yes. And that mold, isn't working for them anymore. But I just see this whole kind of crisis going on because I see the health issues right now. And they're classic health issues. You know, I mean, they're showing up appropriately in exactly the places that you think that they would. And what excites me is that it's going to force people, and they're not being resolved that easily, but it's going to force people who really are here, big souls, make a difference, be a bridge. As the feminine, what do we do for them? And this is where, you know, I've known this forever. I mean, this goes all the way back to the bride's lifetime. To be the lantern of the goddess, to be that bridge, okay, doesn't mean you get beat up and it doesn't mean you get walked all over. But to hold that energy of as much integration as possible, to hold that bridge open, not to blame, not to criticize, but just to be there and to be the wisdom and to be the love, whether they're friends or lovers or children or whatever, because it's happening now and it's big. And as I look out, I have a microcosm. I look out at the macrocosm and I'm like, oi. It's big. And when you have this breaking down, it's the foundation of life. We're seeing it break down, certainly, all over the world. And then on the other side of that, I'm seeing courageous people who are stepping outside of the norm. A dear friend of mine and a client who had a GYN practice in New York, and she just couldn't do it anymore. She's written a book. She's brilliant. And she just said, I cannot deal with patients anymore. I'm done. Closed her practice and started working aboard Mercy ships and in Africa and Afghanistan and for a stipend for next to nothing and teaching them these really advanced ways that she's come up for fistulas for women to support the uterus and the bladder and going into third world countries to give women their lives back, which I think is, and then training all the doctors and nurses there, setting up training programs everywhere she's going. And now the UN is contacting her to do it on a huge scale.
Wonderful.
And in less than a year, she stepped out of the box with absolutely, and I mean, she'd lost money closing her office. She ended up with thyroid cancer and did not have traditional medical insurance. And she got blasted on, and it did not stop her. She went anyway. And in 6 months, literally, she's now going to be training all over the world. All over the world in all of these countries, third world countries. I think it's brilliant. And that's someone who really did integrate the masculine and feminine. Came together with the love of her life during this process, who was a messenger from Senegal, very famous there with his singing, and a messenger of his people. It's such a fascinating story. So So I know the light side of this. I absolutely know the light side of this, and I know that's where we're going. Overcoming the hurts, the sorrows, the damage, that's a tough one. But by holding on to any of it, we're not going to get there. We can't. This is where we step forward and be the, you know, even Christ and some of the old writings that came to the surface in the DVD, I often talk about how Jesus became a Christ. And he talked then about the role of women and how they were to be honored and how they held the spiritual energy for the masculine. I think it's very interesting that that was talked about 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm going to go into channel. And I don't know if you have any other questions. I did send you the one from Squirrel, I think.
I haven't received it.
Oh, I sent it. Okay, well, I have it here.
Oh, something's coming in right now. Maybe it's some other listeners, too. All right, you can just email me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, if you have a question for Jackie and the team, or the team, you know.
Okay, you don't have this one from Squirrel?
I do not.
Okay, it looks like she sent it to you as well.
Huh.
Okay, well, I'm going to go into channel and have them read it, which is a little difficult, but it'll be fine.
My computer's been hiccuping periodically.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a very good question from Dear Squirrel here. Welcome, everyone. We're happy to be with you and with you, Veronica, as well.
And you too. Thank you.
All right. So here is her question, and then she can turn the light off. It's easier for her. I recognize the masculine is in crisis, and we have, perhaps as you contend, long ago planned to be here to help their healing. Quite honestly, hold on, because she's got music blaring. Yeah. All right. Quite honestly, I do not mind helping, but I won't be abused through the process. I feel I am completely done in by placating the masculine. It started early on in my life. I tried to please my father, which transcended into pleasing my partners, pleasing everyone, really, and now that I have found my own path, I'm hearing we once again have to support the men in our life. Are you kidding me? In capital letters. I've been trying for years to heal my own stuff with the masculine, and what I'm hearing is taking me right back into the path of great resistance. Please, I don't think men are even open to help. Who cares, I ask. They didn't appreciate when I tried to please, and they really don't appreciate any guidance in their healing. Do no harm, but take no shit is my motto. What advice does the team have to help all beings transition through these times? I think I'm completely done in by placating the masculine enough already. Signed, Androgynous Squirrel. All right. All right, Squirrel. Well, now you understand the channel's reluctance to do this show, all right? She did this show at our request. It was not what she had planned. Pleasing the masculine was never a request. Placating the masculine was never a request. pleasing and placating is giving away power. Being in your power, being a lantern of the goddess, means to stand in your truth with beauty, with elegance, and with boundaries. There is a big difference between that and placating. A very big difference. The irony here on your planet is that so many of you, who is it, John Gray that wrote the book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, which if we were to take a poll, most of you would swear that men were from another planet, as the men would swear that women were from another planet. So this certainly is not news to any of you. However, you played the game on planet Earth for a very long time. And now, whether any of you really like it or not, it's going to change. And you can do it elegantly, or you can go kicking and screaming. Those are your options. And struggling. In a way, Squirrel, it's kind of reverse misogyny. If you understand. Or reverse, we wouldn't use the word misogyny. Reverse. Help us with the word, Veronica. Reverse.
Well, it is...
chauvinism. Reverse chauvinism.
Chauvinism. That's it.
All right. Reverse chauvinism. Now, you're certainly entitled to be androgynous. We have no problem with that whatsoever. But if a man goes around and complains that women are the source of all their problems, immediately they are labeled a misogynist, a woman hater. And yes, we know that many of you have had tremendous problems in relationships, beginning with father. Many of you came in to work with healing the relationship with the masculine and took on a tremendous number of obstacles in this lifetime with the intention that through the process of healing, it would have a greater impact on the collective. On the collective. We're not saying to you, Squirrel, that you have to placate. We would never ask you to do that. Or try to please, that is not at all the recommendation. And if you don't want to do it individually, you have the option to use your magic to hold it globally. Because everything must integrate. And in this next 3 years that you all signed on for, by the way, some of you kicking and screaming at this point, but you all signed on for the E-ride, all right, the big one, all the way to the top of the Matterhorn and down, all right, you're going to find it difficult. If you can't come to a point of forgiveness and compassion somewhere within you. Compassionate detachment, which we've talked about ad nauseum. But we do mean it. You've continue to see yourselves as separate from one another. And until you realize that you're not, until you realize that you're not, it's going to be difficult. You're not separate from that jerk you married that did this and that, or the person that sued you and unjustly, or the person that took your money, or whatever the story may be. Whatever the story may be. But this is the place where you, who carry, and have been working with integrating your divine masculine and divine feminine, step up as the beacons that you are, to reflect that out into the world the best way you know how. The best way that you know how to help humanity and Earth, because it's human consciousness that is in transition, which in turn puts everything else on the planet into transition. The warring forces that you have on your planet playing this out, bullets and mortars and all kinds of things, and then on the other extreme, the subversive thing. Power, politics, money. But this is about all of you recognizing and understanding your own power and believing that you can have impact. For many of you men, you don't know what you really want to do. All of a sudden you're looking at your lives and your jobs and you're saying, you know what, this doesn't work for me anymore. I'm not really happy. Or I'm going to throw myself into it, but you're not really happy. Or, I don't understand why I get so close to success and boom, I tumble down here. We've talked about lineage with all of you. These imprints that you carry, and as the beings that you are, time to get rid of them, to unhook them, to undo them. From daddy all the way back, from mommy all the way back. Because that is the game. That's the way that human consciousness was set up. That's why your gestation periods are so long. That's why, all right, your maturation process is so long. You're so anchored in to mom and dad, or mom and dad figures. God and goddess. And then project them out into the world and into your partners and into your relationships, including business relationships, and on and on and on. And then onto money and politics and banking and government and to go on forever. Masculine, feminine, that's what you're all playing with. That's why it's so critically important to heal. For the masculine, their relationship with their fathers, so they can be successful. And their relationship with their mothers, so they can have a decent relationship with their wives. 6 months in. 6 months into every relationship, that projection takes hold. Boom. Takes about 6 months. You've got la-la for that first 6 months, and then boom, there it is. How many times have all of you thought, oh, he was just wonderful for 6 months, and then I don't know who he became? Or, I thought she was such a delight, and she turned into a raving bitch.
Did they change? Or did you? Did you allow the projections to take hold? You see, you're all so powerful, you forget that you're creating it all, no exception. You have collective agreements as a race, and then you have individual where you can create individually and be impacted individually the way that you say, the way that you choose. But coming to peace and healing the relationship with the masculine and feminine allows you to be a wholly integrated being, where your relationship with money, your relationship with life, your relationship with everything comes from a healed enough place that you move about the world with dominion, knowing that you have the tools to deal with any and every experience, knowing that you have the tools to create your dreams. And even in the midst of all of this, you can create the greatest dreams. That's the exciting part, because it is chaos, and out of this can be born the greatest relationships, the greatest dreams, the greatest successes. It's up to you. Is the masculine in crisis? Yes, because the masculine on the planet is in crisis. Not just men. Power, control, and money. War, politics, government. In crisis. Out of reflection of the inner masculine. Crisis. Well, you all turn your news on every day and you listen to what's going on in the Middle East. Of course, it's a reflection. And women, you're tuning into your politics. Well, you have somebody running for office saying women shouldn't have rights over their bodies. Trying to take something away. Your divine body. All right. Your personal temple. Trying to take your rights away. And there you have that battle going on right there. Diversionary, of course. Get people focused over here. Last election, it was gay marriage. This election, women's rights. Don't let them look at the big issues. Keep them sidetracked with the other ones. As the lantern squirrel, as a beloved of the goddess, allowing that divine feminine to shine through you, to be the lantern, is the greatest gift that you can give to Earth. Not to placate. Nobody grows and learns if you placate. But to be in your love, your beauty, and your power. The goddess is powerful. Powerful within the feminine. And what we hear behind the words is feeling that the masculine has been too powerful, has dominated and abused your life in some way. Now, everybody has a story like that, for certain. We have men who have stories like that about women. But we promise you, the more that you can come from a place of love and compassion, doesn't mean you write somebody a check. Doesn't mean you give them a pat of the root. Doesn't mean you break your own boundaries. Vulnerability. We see this with many women. Not able to open, really open. We understand they don't trust men. Well, I trust those damn men. I'm not letting anybody in. Or the other one who says, I try to open up, but I just can't do it. Earth has not been an easy place for a lot of you. You came in with a mission. And you got here and kind of looked around and went, are you kidding? Who made this up? I don't remember agreeing to this. Although you did. You were all very excited to come. Very excited. And Veronica, are there more questions?
No, there aren't any more questions.
All right. Do you
Although I'm pretty, I'd like to say this or ask this, that I'm pretty fascinated by what we keep hearing is the shift in the dynamics between male and female. I mean, it's really, it has to come apart, doesn't it?
Well, what shift specifically are you talking about?
For example, when you're talking about the men are in distress.
Yes.
I think maybe I would say also so is the feminine, the masculine
of
and
course.
The feminine.
Yeah. The what?
Masculine and the feminine are both in distress, and I don't
they
think
are.
We know how to associate with each other, even in ourselves, you know?
Well, again, forgiveness is one big issue.
Hmm.
Finding your commonality instead of your differences. The reason that there's war is everybody is focused on the differences, not on the commonality. So one of the first things we would recommend is find your commonality. It doesn't matter how big or small they are, but find what you have in common. Whether it's a lover, a child, a business associate, it doesn't matter who it is or a friend. Find your commonality. And build from there. Yes, both are in distress. We would agree with you. For a number of different reasons, as we said at the beginning of the show. Right now you're spinning out a lot of things that have been stuck in the shadow. A lot of you are having very strange dreams. As we said, not looking real good in the mirror all the time. As this dark stuff comes out. And it is coming out. Your needs are changing, all of you. You're reassessing your lives. What do I really, really want? And what do I really need? Because your soul is speaking up now. This is coming from your very soul. There is a sweet sorrow to the soul. And from that place, there is a longing to connect at deeper levels than ever before. So that means you've got a lot of conflict going on where you have this desire to connect so deeply. This dark stuff pouring out. All right?
and the chaos that you're in the middle of. Many of you sleep deprived. And another piece. Many of you running a fear of abandonment. I've gotten this far. I see what's ahead. I sense what's ahead. Don't leave me now. Whether you're doing that with your partner or mate, with us as the team, with God, Goddess, all that is, with whoever that you work with, that you feel connected to, it's uncharted territory, people. It's never been done before. You're all questioning, how do I get there? I can see that things are changing. I can see that people are in distress, and they are kind of coming apart different ways. And for those of you that are healing, it's very difficult to say to people, you know, well, you may want to reconsider that marriage. It's not a very popular stance. But people are starting to wake up from the dream. And finding desires they never realized they had. And these desires are coming from the soul. And when it comes from the soul, it's really not optional. We want you to hear this. This isn't coming from the ego. And you will know, because you'll find that you get teary when you think about it. You'll get teary. We watch our channel and she's going through this, right? She keeps now a big pile of tissue in her healing room. Because when she goes into, she does her her personal invocation before people call in. And she goes to God and God and does this and calls and so on and so forth. But really an opening of her heart. And every time she does that, all right, the soul energy opens. She cries. Because her desires now are coming from that level. And she knows it. So for all of you, it's not easy to peel away the layers to get to that place. And none of you really want to walk around crying all the time, we hope. But your soul is looking for voice, be it men or women. And if you focus, you see, on the injustice or the wrong, you look out into your world and you stay focused out there. I'm staying out here. I'm not going in here. I'm staying out here watching all this stuff here. But there's a long. We're seeing people add animals into their lives where they can relate to the animals and allow themselves to love and be loved there because of the innocence. They can let that in. Humans, not so much. So, Veronica, where are you seeing the vulnerability in the feminine? We know where we see it.
In the feminine, basically, a little bit like what Squirrel was saying, where the trust of, I see it more like the trust of what's emerging in them is difficult. Because, you know, when you're first emerging as a deeper level of self, it's so precarious, isn't it? And we do feel insecure. And they seem to be kind of having difficulties trusting the male and pushing back, and the male's already feeling very insecure. That's how I seem to see it right now. And as I'm speaking to you, we're staring out the window at this tremendous moon that is just rising right behind a mountain. It's just
beautiful. Good. All
gorgeous.
Right. Well, the feminine, in many ways, has not trusted itself. We do know many that do.
Mm.
But their desires and their dreams are rising, and that's what we're talking about. Also, the trust of the masculine, that's using the past as a measuring stick. And again, we say this to you, going for your dreams, whatever those dreams may be, all right, stepping out there, in whatever fashion you do, use your tools, dream your dreams. Get clear about your intentions and your beliefs. If you're carrying a belief that men are intrinsically bad, or mean, or selfish, and you want to create a loving relationship, you're going to end up somewhere in there with a twist in the relationship. It's really very simple. This is not rocket science. And that's what you're coming to, people. The ability. But you have to be diligent. Check in with yourself every day. Listen to your words. They pop out at the most inopportune time. Do you even believe that there are good men out there? If you don't date.
I think many of them on either side, the male or female, are concerned that they don't perceive the people they're attracting. They're not sure about their perceptions anymore because of past experiences. And unfortunately, we have to end in a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
All right. Well, Veronica, go ahead and talk about your show.
Oh, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I'm interviewing an intuitive who talks to beings on the other side from England. So his name is Stuart Keyes, and it should be pretty interesting. And then
and then
back to Radiance by Design on Thursday, and then you.
All right, beautiful. All right, we would like to work with all of you that are willing tonight. Right. Party aboard ship, right?
Wonderful.
Let's talk about what you really came to do, if you're willing. And we would like to bring as much healing and insight as we can. So when you call us in tonight, if you do, be specific. All right? I either want a relationship or I don't, or I want to make a difference or I don't, or I'm pissed off at men and I want to try to heal that so that I can create my life differently. I'm pissed off at women, or I don't trust myself. That's, of course, a big one for so many people. And again, for those of you that don't trust yourselves, that are making poor choices, look at family. Look at lineage. The healing that's taking place on planet Earth at this time is so multidimensional, so much bigger than you can possibly imagine. You're healing all lifetimes, everywhere, and everywhere, all at the same time.
Wonderful.
This is no longer just about your life this time. Know that we love you all so very, very much. We love you, Veronica,
thank
Seth,
you.
Wherever you are. We thank you for allowing us to be with you this evening, and we hope to see you in the dream time. Remember, this is your world because you chose to be here now. And people are counting on you to hold the energies that you are capable of and the magic that you promised to bring
and to help them to see that within themselves. We love you, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, we're still here?
Yes.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry about the asthma. I should have taken a little shot. It's a lovely Las Vegas throat. Love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you, Veronica, so much. And Seth, good night, everybody.
Good night,
Blessings.
Jackie.
Have a wonderful week.
You too. Good night, everyone.